Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Scott Zolak, Coach Belichick here after another big win against the Indianapolis Colts. Coach, plays of the week right here. Here you are in the red zone starting to knock on a door. What do we got?
Well, as you know, Scott, the running game, one of the most important guys in the running game is the quarterback and getting into the right play, or more importantly, getting you out of a bad play. And, you know, here's an example of the Colts defense where they have a couple guys over here that really we couldn't block if we ran the ball to this side. But if we run the ball to the top of the screen, then we're able to, in this case, you know, turn out on this on the outside linebacker on Walden here with Fleming block here, and we kind of have a hat on the hat across the board. So that's what we're going to do here, and that's what Tom's going to do is get the ball going over here to the, say, the kind of the weaker side of the defense. And there's kind of a natural seam there when this tackle stunts inside. Fleming turns out. Vollmer comes up there and seals the linebacker, and there's a good entry point there for the running back in that off-tackle area.
Well, that's a really good pop by Fleming right there. Take a look at the helmet. Yeah. Back there.
He did a really good job of, you know, widening the holes or blocking down and creating good space, you know, in that off-tackle hole. So here's the same play from the end zone. You can really, see it kind of open up here with Redding coming inside and, you know, Wendell making the block there. Vollmer to the next level. Nice block here by Stork, cutting down the linebacker on the backside. And, you know, Jonas has got a good downhill running lane there, runs through a couple arm tackles near the line of scrimmage and is into the secondary. Does a good job of dropping his pads and, you know, picking up a few extra yards.
See Danny right there, too, with the stock block. You know, your receivers did a really good job. Saw LaFell do it, Edelman. Of course, everybody was out there.
Yeah, they sure did.
All right, moving on.
You know, again, another, you know, similar type of situation here where kind of a couple extra guys over here and a little bit of a, you know, shorter side here. The Colts stunt down inside and scrape that linebacker around. So on this play, we kind of, you know, get these guys walled off inside and pull around. And Dan Connolly does a real good job here on the pull of, you know, finding the linebacker there on the line of scrimmage. And, you know, Jonas, you know, takes that right behind the down block there by Fleming and, you know, rips a big hole in the defense.
Boy, I tell you, you know, it's not that you could practice this a ton during the week without having full pads on, too. So, you know, everything's predicated on timing here.
It really is. Here's the same play from the end zone. And, you know, again, when the linebacker stunts down inside, you know, Cam Fleming's able to wash him, and you see he shoves him all the way down here by the center. So we get the defense cut off here. This is Sebastian, you know, climbing up on top here for the linebacker. It's a tough block. He adjusts well and kind of, you know, is able to push Jackson outside. And then Dan Connolly does a good job of coming around here. He reads the down block, sees that space, goes outside and picks up Freeman on the edge there. Jonas does a good job of, you know, kind of setting that up, seeing the space, and he's right up the middle again. You know, I thought Gray did a good job of, you know, lowering his pads, dropping his weight, and, you know, running through a couple tackles in a secondary.
That's about 10 of those. You start to wear down that secondary. They don't want to see him coming.
Yeah, you betcha.
All right.
And, you know, another part of the running game was, you know, just the misdirection. And, you know, this is a reverse play with, you know, Rob coming across. And Rob's really looking to block the defensive end here. But when the end closes, when Newsome closes, then Rob's able to just pass him right up and go up to the second level. Key block here by Solder sealing off the linebacker. So after the fake here to Gray, as we come around, Rob makes a good decision. When Newsome comes this flat, Rob knows he can't make the play back here on the running back, so he lets him go, passes him up, and comes to the free safety. Again, key block here by Nate, you know, pinning the linebacker inside. So, you know, there's the edge. You know, LaFell does an excellent job out here, and, you know, Rob leads the way, so the tackle ends up actually getting made by the backside corner. But well block play, well run play, great effort there by Gronkowski getting out there to, you know, to lead Edelman on the reverse.
That's a nice layering of the play. In previous drive, you handed the ball off to Gray, and there you are faking it to him, and it's just another layer of offense right there.
Right. Nice. Certainly slows down that backside pursuit here. You know, from Newsome coming off the backside. Again, this is, you can see Rob making the decision here. Does he block him or does he let him go? He makes the right decision. He lets him go so he can get up on the safety. Again, Nate doing a great job there of sealing off Freeman. And that's, you know, that's what you're looking for in reverse right there, is to get the ball to the perimeter, hopefully with a lead blocker in front of him. You know, Julian does a good job of running. Rob does a nice job there on Adams.
Sure, Rob just didn't want to block the smaller guy, not the bigger guy. I don't think he'd back down, though. All right, moving on here.
Well, and then defensively, you know, our running game, our run defense was very good. It did a, you know, did a good job of taking those plays away, creating some long yardage situations, and turning it into a passing game. You know, here the Colts are running kind of an overload formation here with the extra tight end Doyle coming in there and Fleener. And this is easily, you know, knocking the line of scrimmage back. Revis coming up to run for. So, you know, there's the new line of scrimmage back there, 2-3 yards in the backfield. Good pursuit on the backside and linebackers getting over the top. So, you know, good play, good negative play here, creating long yardage. You know, we had a few of these in the game, and it really helped us out.
I remember being here a week ago, and that's something you were concerned with Indy, was those outside runs, the ability for those guys to bounce it. You know, and you really started to see this Chicago week with Easley really getting that push on the edge.
Right. So here's the same play from the end zone. And, again, this, you know, pretty well played all the way across the board. You know, this is Vince doing a good job on Muhort and Branch on the backside. You know, frees Hightower up to get a good run at the play. But really Easley does a nice job here of knocking it back. Revis, you know, coming up on the nice run force, and, you know, so good play there. Another first and 10 run, again, in good field position. The Colts are spread out here in a four open set, so, you know, we've got a lot of guys that are detached from the formation. In this case, the Colts are trying to run away from these two backside guys and kind of trying to block 5-on-4 here to get the ball outside to the edge. You know, once again, Rob does a good job here of, you know, setting the edge. You know, the back tries to, you know, start to jump outside, then cut back. And, you know, this is Collins on the backside doing a nice job of scraping from the inside out in pursuit and coming. This is Branch coming down the line here, fighting off this, you know, the block there by Harrison, using his hands, staying up, and flattening down the line of scrimmage.
Gonna, really, really the same stuff you preach, you know, the do-your-job mentality, everybody, you know, staying in their spacing.
Right.
Really, really.
Well, you know, those backs only need one gap, so if you give them one, it doesn't matter if you have the other five or six plugged up, that's all they need. Here's the same play from the end zone. Again, nice job here by Branch of working away from the center, and Hightower forces the issue. Rob sets the edge, and this is Jamie coming free off the backside because Vince, you know, doesn't let the guard, Muhort, get off the Collins. Yep. Again, good team defense, guys working together, and, you know, Jamie's able to scrape across here and make the play. So, you know, I thought overall our running game and run defense, you know, really helped us out against Colts.
Good stuff, man. All right, Coach, congratulations. Another big AFC win. Thanks for watching us here on the Plays of the Week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.